It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet Anna Delvey. You may think she's an audacious entrepreneur or a complete con artist, but there's one thing about Anna you're never sure about. Who is she? Created and produced by Shonda Rhimes, Inventing Anna is about the legendary German heiress and media sensation Anna Delvey, who steals the hearts of the New York social scene, along with a lot of their cash. Don't miss the new limited Netflix series inspired by the incredible true story of Anna Delvey. Watch Inventing Anna, February 11th, only on Netflix.
Valentine's Day is almost here, and you know what that means. It's time to make her blush with fresh blooms and gifts from ProFlowers. This year, go to ProFlowers.com to use code CRUSH15 to get 15% off through February 14th on all the best blooms and gifts. See website for details.
Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand sack. Boom, 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 out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And this week is special, the NFL Draft. A life-changing day for most, if not all, guys coming out of college. Think about it. For me, myself, growing up in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area. You know, we grew up in a very lower class home. We didn't have much. And then, boom, one day somebody calls your name and it changes your life. But I'll kind of rewind it a little bit before then. I just told you guys I grew up in Maryland, and we grew up tough. We didn't have much, if anything at all, at some point in time. And to even fathom someone calling your name on national TV to draft you and to you know, get behind you that much financially. I mean, they pay these guys, you know, big contracts. Went to University of Maryland, and so I used to watch a lot of the older guys, especially the ones I knew coming into University of Maryland my freshman year, watch them get drafted. And I would call them and say, "Man, what, you know, what's it like? What's it like for them to call your name?" And you know, I seen players and parents and family and friends crying, and you're like, man, come on, guys. It's just, you know, what's all the crying for? And then you realize you get to that day and you're the one crying. Your family's crying. Went to Maryland 3 years, left school early. Fun fact, I'll tell you guys this. My sophomore year in 2004, not sure if you remember or not, but Maurice Claret and Mike Williams were petitioning to leave school as sophomores. And if they would have got that rule lifted, or that ban or whatever you want to call it lifted, so they can go and leave school early, I probably would have tried to leave school my sophomore year. It was definitely a discussion in the head coach's office that there was a possibility. Luckily, I didn't go to Maurice Claret and Mike Williams route because they wasn't able to come back to school. I believe they got agents and they had already crossed the lines and they had a rule in NCAA. Once you get an agent, you can't go back. So they sat out a year. But if that rule would have passed, I just might have went my sophomore year. I was ready. You know, I think I had an opportunity to get drafted somewhere in the first three rounds, and that sounded good for me. But anyway, you know, decided to leave school early, and it was a big decision, really. Not starting for 2 years. I mean, I go back and I tell people all the time when I talk about my time in Maryland, I say, hey, I played a lot my first 2 years, but I didn't start until my junior year. And then as soon as I got on the field, you know, it was lights out, literally. Once you, sending your draft grade to the NFL and your paperwork, they basically tell you as a junior, they come back to you with a draft grade. They'll have, you know, first round or top 15, top 20, and you submit basically to the general managers and the scouts. And they come back with a draft grade. My draft grade came back somewhere in the early first round. And I knew that once I got an opportunity to go through the combine and show what I can do physical and just show my physical attributes, that I knew I was going to have a chance to jump up even higher. And it happened just like that. You know, I was blessed and fortunate to have that opportunity. But it's scary. You know, you look at these guys in the NFL and you start to maybe question yourself a little bit. Are you ready to go? And am I going to get drafted in the top 10 like they said I will? Am I going to slide to the second round, third round? You just don't know. I was offered to come to the NFL draft, and, I passed on it. Seeing all those guys who sat there for sometime hours with a camera in their face, and, they were expected to go somewhere in the top 15 and end up going second, sometime mid to late second, or even third round, depending on what happens. So I declined to go. I rented a big house back in Maryland to my family and my friends, my high school coaches, Boys and Girls Club coaches, Forgeville Boys and Girls Club back in Prince George's County, Maryland. We all came. We all went. But let me tell you a funny story. So initially, everyone thought I was going to go to the Cowboys. So I took a few visits when it was time for to visit the teams. I took a visit to the Reds, at the time, Washington Redskins, now known as the Washington football team. But the Washington football team, the Lions, San Diego, Dallas, and I believe Miami, the Dolphins. So I get to my trip to Dallas Cowboys. We get there, we land, we go straight to the facility. Well, it's about 15 or 20 first-round prospects in a locker room. So we're all together. We're all, you know, talking to each other, meeting each other for the first time. I'm meeting a lot of these guys for the first time because all I did is watch them on TV. So this is my first time getting a chance to see them in person. So we're kind of down there. I see all the guys just potentially going in the first round, and I get a tap on my shoulders. And it was some personnel to work for the Dallas Cowboys. They come down and tap me and say, hey, Jerry Jones and Bill Parcells want to see you upstairs. So, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is, okay, what did I do? What did I do wrong? Why isn't they coming to grab anybody else, right? And so anyway, they wanted to see me upstairs. So I go and follow the player personnel guy, the guy who worked for the team. I followed him upstairs, went to Bill Parcells' office.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Jerry Jones is in there, and you know. So I sit down in the seat. And I'm right across from Big Tuna for the first time, and I've heard all about him, and heard you know Lawrence Taylor talk about him, and all these great players he's coached, and these awards, and just I mean, this is Big Tuna. This is Bill Parcells. I'm in the office with as a 20-year-old kid at the time, and I'm sitting across from him, and also Jerry Jones. So you know, of course, you know, being a kid, you're intimidated. You don't want to say the wrong thing. You don't want to say anything at all. So I just kind of sitting there listening and bobbing my head and shaking it up and down. Bill Parcells told me, he said, look.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Meet Anna Delvey. She inspires loyalty in some, contempt in others, and obsession in everyone she meets. Anna is an audacious entrepreneur, or maybe she's a complete con artist. But there's one thing about Anna you're never sure about. Who is she? Introducing Inventing Anna, a new limited series on Netflix. It's the story of the legendary German heiress and social media sensation Anna Delvey, who steals the heart of the New York social scene, along with a lot of their cash. But is Anna Delvey a brilliant businesswoman or a total fake? One journalist is determined to find out the truth. Inventing Anna, created and produced by Shonda Rhimes, featuring Julia Garner as the mysterious Anna Delvey and Anna Klumsky as Vivian, the reporter tracking down Anna's true identity. Watch Inventing Anna, February 11th, only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand, which means you can get all your favorite sports, movies, and shows together. So you can watch new episodes of your favorite reality shows live or binge old episodes on demand. Either way, get ready for some drama. And the best part? DirecTV Stream has no annual contract. DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We don't think you're going to be there. They had the 11th pick of the 2005 draft. We don't think you're going to be there by the 11th pick. But if you are, we're going to draft you. And so, you know, in my head, I'm thinking like, wow, I'm going to be a Dallas Cowboy. And anyone know that if you're from the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, you're either a Washington football team fan or you're a Dallas Cowboy fan. And that's it. No other team. Dallas Cowboys and the Washington football team. These are the only two teams that you're a fan of. So I'm going to make some members and some side of my family extremely happy by me being a Dallas Cowboy. So I'm sitting there and I'm excited. And I turn bloodshot red because I can't believe he's telling me like he's telling me. But he stopped for a moment after that. And Bill Parcells said, but when you get here, we're going to work the dog shit out of you. And I went from this happiness and smiling from ear to ear and wanting to just run around the room happy to, hell no, I don't want to come here. You know. I love tough coaches. I played for many of them over the course of my career from high school on college and then the pros. I mean, I played for tough coaches. But hey, you got to think, that's pretty intimidating if you're a 20-year-old kid. You're somewhere in the first round and you can land any one of the 32 teams. And here you got Bill Parcells, one of the greatest coaches of all time, sitting across from you telling he's going to work the dog shit out of you. So, I shook my head and I said, okay, thanks, coach. I appreciate it. Can't wait to work. You know, I said all the right. At that point, you say all the right things. So I go back downstairs and I'm shaking their hand and we talk for about 30 or 45 minutes. I go back downstairs and I start texting my family. I said, hey, guys, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be a Dallas Cowboy player. I'm pretty sure the Dallas Cowboys are going to draft me. Now, that year, they had Cleveland Browns at 3, which they went with Braylon Edwards. And they had, I believe, the Minnesota Vikings, where they went with Troy Williamson, the fast wide receiver out of South Carolina, I believe it was. Then they went Mike Williams at the Lions. And then the 11th pick. So now I'm back in Maryland. I'm with my family, friends, high school coaches. I already told everybody I'm going to be a Dallas Cowboy because I said, look, if I slide to the 11th pick of the draft, they already told me. They told me that I'm going to be a Dallas Cowboy, so, you know, just get ready. And I look around and, you know, my family have Dallas Cowboy hats. They have Merriman Dallas Cowboy jerseys. And that's that. There's no other team's jerseys or hats in the house. So the 11th pick come and they're on the clock and everybody's getting ready and with the 11th pick of the 2005 NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys go with DeMarcus Ware. And when I tell you, you can hear a pin drop in the room. I mean, it was a moment of silence. You would have thought somebody had just passed away. And let me tell you, this is no knock against DeMarcus. DeMarcus Ware is a bona fide Hall of Famer. They didn't make a mistake. I mean, you know, DeMarcus Ware is a baller. We also, you know, remain close friends throughout our time there. But there was also always some competition there, but I'll get to that in a second. So anyway, they go with DeMarcus Ware. Now, when I took my visit to the Chargers, I sat down, I flew out there. Mind you, I'd never been on the West Coast. I'd never seen palm trees in person. I never saw an ocean that blue. I mean, the whole nine. I mean, I'm D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Yeah, I'm used to the city, and I'm used to that life. And so for the first time, I'm flying over to San Diego. Now, I met with, flying to the team, I met with general manager at the time, A.J. Smith. A.J. Smith tells me the same thing that Bill Parcells and Jerry Jones tells me. We don't think you're going to be here by the 12th pick, but if you are, we're going to draft you. So since the Dallas Cowboys already passed me up, I've already heard the same thing from now two GMs. I'm thinking also that at the time the San Diego Chargers are going to pass on me too. So it's still complete silence in this room. I get a phone call. My phone rings, and so I'm like, okay, I'm going to the Chargers. It was one of my best friends asking me, was the draft live? Listen, when I tell you I was level 10 mad, I couldn't believe that he called me on draft day to ask me, was the draft live? And was I watching it? Like, you fool, I'm getting drafted. What are you talking about? I couldn't hang up the phone fast enough. About 30 seconds after I hang up the phone, my phone rings again. So now I'm thinking he either called back because he's mad that I hung up on him, or it's another friend asking me the same ridiculous dumb question. I answered the phone. I said, hello. And he said, Sean Merriman. I said, yeah, who's this? This is Marty Schottenheimer. And from right there, my heart just dropped. I mean, literally, I felt like I was going to faint. And he said, hey, are you ready to be a San Diego Charger? I said, coach, are you ready to draft me? He said, yeah, we're about to pull the trigger. We're going to do it right now. And, you know, I go back and I laugh at me watching a draft growing up as a kid at the guys crying, the family and the friends and all that other stuff. And, you know, I got choked up and I held it in and I took about 3 or 4 steps away and I got closer to the TV and I turned my back to the room and I was looking at the TV and I just bawled. I bawled because you do realize that day that you've been watching since you were, you know, 9, 10 years old playing football, playing sports, that day is going to be your day. And so what I tell a lot of guys, it is a life changer, not just for you, but your family, your friends, and everybody else around you. It's a special day. So I tell these guys this, you know, take the moment, take it in. And I just got off the phone here with a couple guys getting drafted here soon. Take it in. It's going to be one of the best days of your life. But also, remember this, it's not where you're drafted. Is what you do when you get there. So that's just a fun story for me. I was fortunate enough to even have the opportunity to get drafted by the Chargers. For one, I just believe the San Diego is one of the greatest places on earth. But two, I went to a team full of Hall of Famers. Full of them. Great, great guys, great teammates, and it really was a blessing. So that's my story on the draft. Good luck to all you guys out there that's getting drafted. Take it in. Enjoy your day. It's one of the best days of your life. Live it up. Thanks, guys, for listening in to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Raymond. And that was my draft story. And I kind of went back down memory lane and started backtracking everything that happened during that time. But it really is. It's one of the greatest moments of your life, and you'll never forget it. You won't forget what you were wearing. You won't forget who was there, who said what, who did what, because it is that much of a life changing. So thank you guys for listening to another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. Keep listening in. Keep leaving those reviews, man. Keep subscribing. I read them. I try to reply to a lot of you guys, but we'll be back next week.
A story of the rose is a story of love. From farms to our florists, and right into the arms of sweethearts savoring a date night in. Best friends showing their galantines how much they adore them. And those giving themselves a little love. Go to FTD.com and save 15% through February 14th with code CRUSH15. And celebrate your love story with iconic roses, florals, and gifts from FTD.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Cameron-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.